Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Fat boy didn't work out today and madman needs a shot. Insulin for his diabetes, 9 a smoking pot.
Not anymore.
Madman, Fat Boy, 9 and Paige
all are here for the show where everybody's overweight.
What? Just the guys.
You wanna be where Fat Boy eats? The Rise Guys are always great. You wanna be where everybody's overweight.
Isn't that beautiful? It's a beautiful thing. All right. I apologize. I told everybody in the previous segment that I was going to read this email, and then I got off going on the – or no, got going off on
– well, beg your pardon.
Got going off on a tangent about the TNC update show.
What did you got off on?
Got going off on.
Oh, okay.
The Rise Guys at AOL.com. This one's very important. Plus, I promised the girl I'd read it. So you know now it's a girl, even though I said it was anonymous.
Oh,
God.
Dang it, man.
Dear Saviors of Morning Radio, I have a friend who's really worked hard to lose a significant amount of weight. And I'm not trying to sound harsh, but she was dangerously big. I'm very proud of her, and I'm so happy she's getting what she needs to do done, and she's working hard to get healthy. I love her like she's my own sister. The problem, though, is that she has started posting pictures of the success that she's had so far. While she does look so much better, she's not exactly down to show-off level, if you know what I mean. And I want to tell her not to post these seductive-looking photos anymore until maybe she's considerably smaller and has a full transformation look. Do you guys think that she would take that as constructive criticism? Would she take that as good intentions on my part? Or would this hurt her? And if it does hurt her feelings at first, won't she get over it once she realizes that I'm right? I'm only thinking of what's best for her. I would love to hear your thoughts. Thanks for your awesome show. I'd love to try the beer once it gets to North Carolina. Love the show, Anonymous. Now, you do know she lives in North Carolina, too. That's her fault.
Yeah.
That ain't on me. She's a girl who lives in North Carolina. Put the pieces together.
Keep pointing it out for her in case anybody missed it.
Has a chunky friend.
Yeah.
Formerly chunky.
Where does she live?
I'm not going to say again.
You already said seven times.
Nerf, Carolina.
Say Paige did it.
Yep. Y'all ain't helping none. Odds are her friend would not take that well.
No, would not take that well.
Odds are. Not knowing the friend, I would say odds are the friend would not take that well. The friend would probably call her jealous because, you know what?
Yep.
You're just jealous because I'm getting attention from the men's now.
That's what it is.
Is that what it is?
I mean, not that she's jealous of the body type, per se, because, I mean, if she's calling the girl dangerously big, and then what's the other word she used?
Fat.
She didn't say the word fat, but, you know, she needs to get down to a considerably smaller size and have a full transformation.
Yeah, so like
this sounds like a petite girl.
Yeah, like big women can't be sexy.
Hell yeah, they can.
Well, I mean,
they each his own kind of thing.
Here's the thing. There's such a niche. Is it niche or niche?
It depends on where you are and who you're talking to.
If Angel had a daughter, that would be a niche or a niche?
That would be a niche.
Okay. my point here is that there is, no matter what you look like, no matter what your skin color is or how much skin you got, no matter if you got tattoos or whether you don't, or piercings all over, spiky hair. I promise you, somebody out there thinks that's sexy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you can be a social media influencer for the next couple years before it all pops.
Yeah.
Right. Why not?
I see it. Like, there's a guy, I won't mention any names, there's a friend of mine on Twitter. And you know how you can see the interaction with other people? He always is liking and responding to very large plus-size women seductively dressed on mm-hmm. Twitter. This guy is as fit as a whistle. I mean, you know what I mean? You can't, like, say, well, that guy would only be in the hot, you know, fit gym rat kind of girls. Apparently not. He's into the thickness. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, every dude has what he likes.
The problem now, her friend, I mean, when she says this, like, I think of her like a sister or something like that. If you think about it in the terms of family, and you had, you know, a cousin or whatever that lost a little bit of weight, and suddenly they feel free to just be who they are, I'm hard-pressed to think you should go and say something like that to them. I mean, they're going to get the comments. That's how they're going to find out.
Not looking like us.
People hate us regardless.
That's true.
Some of them do.
That's true.
Some but of that's them the do. Beauty of this show. The people that hate my guts love y'all's guts.
Yeah.
The people that hate y'all's guts, you know,
yeah,
somewhat like me.
Versa.
And our moms think Fat Boy's a nice-looking man.
Handsome, good-looking man.
They also tell us we're handsome.
Mm. That'd be the first argument, though, right?
Bring you back down a notch.
What do you mean? If you start dating our moms?
No. If you told the anonymous person,
yeah,
I want to dial it back, ain't much going on. They're about, look at you. Why are you telling me that?
Well, or it could be that thing where, and Paige doesn't usually agree with this, but you'll see it sometimes. If there's a really hot girl, like a solid 9, maybe even a 10, she will have some less than attractive friends around her, almost by design.
Mm-hmm.
To always, and then if there's, you know, if Michaela went and had a transformation Tuesday and lost a bunch of weight, I bet you that Ashley wouldn't be friends with Michaela anymore.
Oh, well, Ashley needs to be friends with her friend who's actually accomplishing something on her own without Ashley. And you know what? I happen to like those pictures where people show their progress.
Transformations?
Because, mm-hmm. you know, when you lose 10 pounds, when you start losing your first 10, that's exciting.
Hell yeah, it
is.
And
people encourage you to do more, so to keep posting them. And if you feel good, why not have a sexy picture at whatever
Put one
you
out there, Paige.
On.
Put out a sexy picture Tuesdays tomorrow, Paige.
All right.
Why does the anonymous friend care enough, the one who emailed us, why does she care so much what the other girl's doing?
I know what it is.
Is it because she's afraid she's going to embarrass herself? People are going to make fun of her. Well, they're not going to make fun of her like they did when she was really fat before she lost a bunch of weight.
But she wasn't asking for the attention then.
Yeah, well, I mean, why do
I'm
you care that she is?
I'm not arguing for the people, but no. I'm saying if it's a plus-size girl that's out there wearing, you know, whatever clothes, she's not going to be heckled. But if she's out there wearing a bathing suit where it's a two-piece and maybe showing way more than she used to, she is asking for – I mean, when you post anything, you're asking for attention. You're not just – we live in this world where we say, oh, I just throw it out there.
Mm-hmm.
You do it because you want to either share people in the moment you're in or you just really are just doing it for likes.
Well,
there's no other reason for it.
Let's say you got a really thin friend. Like,
go ahead.
Another friend is really thin. And she posts her bikini pictures. Well, then you're going to have dudes on there, people on there. Oh, you're too skinny. It doesn't matter. I mean, if she just let people do what they want to do. And if they can deal with the consequences, they grow. And plus, if she used to be really fat and now she isn't as fat.
Yeah.
Anybody who makes fun of her ain't going to say nothing. She ain't heard of plenty of times.
That's true. She's probably real thick skinned.
And used to be.
When you're on social media, don't you assume that those people actually are your friends?
No.
Well, not us, no.
Well, I mean, you know, not us, but most people do. That those are people that want to encourage them and be happy with their success. Or even, you know, if you're wearing a cute bathing suit, why not post that without trying to be seductive?
Our followers are different. Most people have their friends on there for the most part. We have a bunch of voyeuristic strangers getting nosy and want to see what we do, and we're not in here.
Yeah.
They sure as hell ain't trying to talk to us about anything. They're just trying to watch what we do.
Yeah.
Nosy.
Well, you're right. Hold on. Let me bring up my little call screen because there's some calls coming in. And Paige, are we going to take any calls today?
Sure.
Paige says yes on the calls. Let's go to P1 Splashing Blumpkins.
We don't have him. We got Anonymous, though.
Okay.
You want to talk to him?
Did he hang up?
He dropped off.
Let's go to Anonymous, then.
Yeah, go to Anonymous.
Anonymous, then. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hey, what's up?
How are you, sir? Or is this a lady? I don't know. You're Anonymous. Don't
disclose whether or not I'm a guy or a girl.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Or what state I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I'm pretty sure there's a guy that works out in the gym same time I do that is the male version of this chick. And he lost a bunch of weight, and like I'm happy for him, good for him, and everything.
Yeah.
But like he's not at that level where he should be posing in the mirror like every chance he gets. Like the whole gym is nothing but mirrors, and he's posing like constantly. And it's I'm like, dude, like good for you and everything, but man, you're not at that level yet.
Yeah, I used to think they put mirrors in the gyms to just make them look bigger and like it had 10 times as much equipment in there, but now I think it's just for selfies. I think that's the only reason they have them in there now. So what are you saying? This guy's posing like powerhouse
like
gyms, kind of powerhouse bodybuilding type poses.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, he could be in like way better shape if he didn't cheat every rep. Like he totally cheats every rep. And even on the treadmill, he's propping himself up on the handrails, taking all the weight off his legs. And I'm like, man, if you just put a little more effort into it, you could be at that level where you look good when you pose. But he still kind of looks like a blob of cottage cheese got dropped in some pubes.
God bless. You should never be a personal trainer, Anonymous.
No.
Never.
No, that's not for me.
But call in for Motivational Monday when we do that again.
Awesome.
You really got
bring that back. I'm right there, man.
All right. Have a good morning, there. Anonymous. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have
you too.
Have a good morning. All right. Send our best to the other Anonymouses.
I never would have known.
I apologize.
You're
a brat. I apologize for that. I mean, it's pretty much divided down the line as far as whether you say something or not. I mean, she's posting those pictures. She's probably dealing with the hate talk and all that herself. It's not something that maybe she comes and talks to you about. Like, I had to block somebody because they were saying these mean, hurtful things to me.
But again, you'll find, people who are into that, too. You'll find people who like that.
Oh, yeah. There's, I was at a time in my life when I was younger where I was like, I almost wish I could go on some kind of world stage and see if there's any girl out there that's interested in me. There's got to be somebody out there with some kind of weird fetish.
Yeah.
I remember sitting there at my mom and daddy's house when I was in high school. I was on the toilet.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting there thinking, like, all these, surely there's some girl out there that's into whatever this is.
Yeah, there's always a chance there isn't, though.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. You might not find a woman who's into you, but by God, you will find men who are into you if you're a woman, no matter your situation.
That's true.
But you'll also, throughout the 70s, especially into the 80s and all through the 90s and the early 2000s,
it's 40 years.
That whole thing about if you don't have anything nice to say, shut up.
Yeah.
That went away because then you'd, your boobs are too big. Oh, they're too little. Oh, you're fat. Oh, you're too skinny. Just whatever to try to break a woman down is what they would get in public, or especially when the internet got to be a thing in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Any woman who had pictures of herself online was going to be criticized, whether she was too fat, too thin, had too much butt, didn't have a butt.
Yeah.
If they were too big, if they were too small.
She ain't got no butt.
Yeah.
Real pretty face, though.
Yeah.
Let's go to Greenwood, the Emerald City. Talk to P1 Knight and Gail. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not much, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Yeah, man, I think... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think the woman needs to mind her own business. Yeah. If her friend's losing weight and, she wants to take pictures of herself, hey, let her friend do her.
Mm-hmm.
And, if she don't like it, then, tough luck for her.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's not her life. It's, it's the other girls.
Yeah, that's a good point. Plus, she didn't tell us how big she was. Like, it could be that thing where she's afraid she's going to get smaller than her.
Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah. I appreciate you listening, Nightingale. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
Have a good morning. All right.
I wasn't done.
All right, goodbye.
Wasn't done, Matt. Here I am.
Yeah, that could be very well what it would be. Because, when Nine started losing all his weight, he didn't notice it. I shouldn't say it now, but when he'd leave the room, I would pour sugar all over his food. I wanted him to. I didn't want him to lose less weight.
It tasted better.
Yeah, I told him it was salt, but it
tasted
sugar.
Much better.
How much did he lose?
200 pounds.
Oh. Yeah, get fuzzy on it.
Dude, you
sometimes
give him,
you need a reminder.
That's he should, if I was nine, I'd have the bumper sticker. You know how people say I'm a proud parent of my kid, whatever, honor roll? I'd have one. I lost 200 pounds, bitch. Get off my ass.
Yeah. Why?
I'd have what do you call them on the back of the tires?
Mud flaps.
Mud flaps. I'd have one that said, I lost 200 pounds, and the other one would say, bitch. One would have a plus size me, the other one would have new me.
Would you have a plus size silhouette and then a skinny one?
Yes, I would.
I'm mainly proud of getting over the crippling spine injury.
Well,
that's the thing
be.
I'm proud of is that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like all these you and Tribble, everybody overcoming their back issues.
Yeah. Well, you know.
How is he?
He walked all around Columbia Saturday night. He's doing fine.
Good.
I'm sitting over here fat. Morbidly obese, technically.
2.5 weeks later.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Good for him. All right. Let's break. We're going to break here. All these other emails, we'll save it for next week. I mean, or I should unfold these then.
Yes, don't crumple them up. We're saving them.
All right.
This one I want to crumple up. This one I want to save.
Okay, good.
This one was, this one's pro me, so this one's pro nine. So
oh, yeah. Well, give me that one. I want to read
You want to read that one?
Okay. I'm glad they don't track copies anymore.
Frame this one right here. All right, we'll take a break. Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
Well, who allegedly killed the Imperial Wizard of the KKK? I'll tell you next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Is that, did that happen?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't hear about it.
Okay. Aren't there like a bunch of different ones now, though? It's not like there's just one. There's like a bunch of different little bitty ones.
Yeah, you take turns, I guess.
Oh, there's no like a Universal Champion. Like in wrestling, there's no like head KKK guy.
Poobah.
Well, it's like all these different small organizations.
It's like wrestling territories.
Kind of, yeah.
There's no Vince McMahon of KKK.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about that. We'll find out more, a lot of questions with that. Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
Here's Madman, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys morning show, 93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige. And her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, so here's the story. The wife of a deceased Ku Klux Klan leader in Missouri, she admitted in court that she told the wrong story at the beginning. She admitted in the shooting death of her husband after initially saying that 2 years ago that her son was the murderer. She said that she did it. She was intoxicated at the time.
Why did she get sick and tired of his racism or what?
No, he was going to leave her for someone else.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Someone who hated people more.
I do not know.
That can't be a house divided thing, right? Like, you can't be...
Can you imagine?
Well, I mean, come on. You can't be the leader of the KKK and then, you know, be with somebody who's like, works for UNICEF or something.
I doubt it.
Wouldn't work out well.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Her name is... Melissa Ancona, she's 46, so she pled guilty in this case. The son, she said that he pulled the trigger, but now she's saying that she did it. And the husband, he was 51 years of age when he died. He was the Imperial Wizard of the Traditionalist American Knights of the Ku Klux Klan.
Wow.
They have only a few dozen members nationwide. So he wasn't, to answer your question, he wasn't like the big... Big.
Who is the big?
That I don't know.
The Illuminati.
I mean, the only one that I know of is like David Duke for years. And
I mean, again, my understanding of how it is now is there's a bunch of small organizations.
Yeah.
There isn't like one big one. There's a bunch of tiny ones.
There's not like a KKK con where they all get together?
I doubt it.
Where would it be
held? Wrestling?
Where would it be held at?
Oh.
Where would KKK con be?
Oh, jeez.
Probably somewhere in the South, but it probably should be in, like, Utah.
I see.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know, man.
Yeah, Jimmy's absolutely right. It's all it's almost like churches, even with the Baptist faith, how, you know, you have some who are not Calvinists. You have some who are Seventh Day. You have this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's one called the Invisible Empire. There's one called the Imperial Cleanse of America. There's one called... Oh, wow. Look at this, Jim. That's not the same one, though, is it?
I don't think so. Okay. No, it's just a very common name.
Oh, okay.
That is not my computer.
Oh, the former Grand Dragon of the United Clans of America was born in North Carolina. His name was Bob Jones.
You got everybody at the NSA. We got to hit on Harris's computer.
I don't even want to say the word on the radio.
So the story at first, when it happened, she reported her son, she reported her husband missing. Then she said that her son pulled the trigger and killed him. And then in court, she admitted that she shot him while he was sleeping with a 9mm handgun after he asked her for a divorce.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she had been intoxicated at the time.
I don't know if this is true or not. Somebody sent a text. All the leaders have been off the book since 1987. I'm glad you know that. Thank you.
Guys, I have to be anonymous.
I have to be anonymous.
Please.
That's wild.
If anybody gets it, please let it be me.
You know, Forrest Gump was related to the guy who started it.
Yep.
Saw the movie.
Yeah.
So they say.
Yeah. The largest one currently is headquartered out of Pelham, North Carolina, which is up on the Virginia border.
Thank God.
Oh, it's not 6 Mile?
No.
Yeah. It got overtaken.
Yeah. They lost it in the championship.
But even then, it's the largest one in several states, but still it's just a handful of people, really.
I'm glad that's not my computer.
You know how they do like the medieval games and the Spartan games or whatever? They do like clan games where they see who can build the cross the fastest and get it up all together and on fire first. Put that on ESPN overnight.
Would you be interested in
this week on clan games? You won't even laugh at that. Come on, you got
to
laugh at
that.
Hey, Fatty,
you want an appearance? Here you go.
Fat boy, you're going to be at Clan Con.
Let's do a van hit.
Well, now that all of us are, most of the listening audience, maybe they're into work by now. Hopefully, you're not sitting in traffic so we can talk about commuting nightmares and your commute without causing any road rage.
This is brought to you by the FOF line, 864-241-4318.
Because you would think that, we do all these stories on road rage, food rage, whatever. But according to a recent study, they found that 71% of the people say that their commute is peaceful and relaxing. That people like driving to work every day. I don't have a problem with it unless I have to go way up there and turn back around.
But we go in way early.
Yeah.
We go
ride
to work. Drive.
So pleasant.
I know, and it's nice. And
going home sucks.
Sometimes.
The drive home sucks.
It's rough and people are crazy.
Oh, yeah, you got to go through.
Not going home, but actually the ride there.
We leave there in some tough areas.
Yeah.
Not like bad neighborhoods, but just tough traffic areas.
Well, when I do.
Well.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. 71% of the people say that it's not that bad. So by the time you get there, you're not in a horrible mood.
When did that term become part of our everyday? Road rage. I want to look that up.
Yeah, look into that, man. I tell you what, people are angry on my way here most days.
Really?
There aren't that many of them, but the ones there are, they realize they can just drive 75, 80 the whole way up Highway 25.
Yeah.
Because I've been driving that way for like 4+ years, and very, very rare is it to see any kind of law enforcement presence on that road at that time of morning. So people are just, if you guys are listening, they're flying like hell up 25 every morning at 5 a.m.
Stop at 9.
If you're Google fingers, I'm Yahoo Digits, because I just found out this information. Road rage, the term originated in the United States in 1987 from the anchors of KTLA, a television station in Los Angeles, when a rash of freeway shootings occurred on multiple freeways, the result of violence in the cars.
Yeah, with people like pulling their guns and shooting people just for traffic stuff.
Makes sense it would start there because that's a city with terrible traffic all the time.
Oh, gosh, that's the worst, where you have to drive a half an hour, but it takes an hour to get there. Because of stop-and-go traffic. But we don't really have, maybe in the evening and stuff at 5 o'clock, but it's not that bad. Not like that.
That's what I liked about my mom's church. The service started at 10:30 instead of 11, because you think an hour. 11 ends at what time? 12. Mm-hmm. When does lunch start? 12. So we were out by 11:30.
Yeah.
Beat the rushes.
Oh,
there
yeah.
you go.
Yeah.
That's how you plan it.
So that's a smart church.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, if you're
smart church would have food you could buy on the way out.
A food truck.
Little picnic baskets.
If you drive 85 southbound between like the airport and Woodruff Road, 385, anytime between about 11 a.m. and dark, it sucks.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks. It sucks plenty bad enough. It's just a few miles. It ain't as bad as like the I-77 interchange on 85 in Atlanta, but it sucks bad enough.
And people won't let you merge. They'll just keep going. They had there. There's where's the graciousness that we used to have in South Carolina? We let people go by and let them in. Let them live.
That's fun if you try to do that out here when a place lets out for lunch.
No, forget it.
Yeah, you can't get out. So I'm like, oh, wave, you going to let me through? No, blank you.
Oh, gee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wave bird.
I do that in my neighborhood when I drive with my hand, you know, on the steering wheel. You know, what am
it's
I saying?
It's a good place for it.
Well, you know what I mean. Right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my hand ready when a neighbor drives by. So I'll throw up the fingers, right?
Yeah.
But if they pass by and don't wave back, it turns into a bird.
They can't see it. He's got a system.
I'm just like, hey, three-finger wave. That's wave back. Bird.
Wow.
You should back up and say, you forgot to wave.
Pardon me. I don't know if you saw me or not. I waved to you.
I was waving at you, and you did not acknowledge my
knocking
wave.
Knocking at the door.
Oh, you're an Uber driver. Sorry, I take it back.
I thought
you were a neighbor.
You're old Patrick Bateman-like about it.
No.
Why are you in this neighborhood? I'm Domino's. Oh, sorry, I waved at you.
Oh, the Noid. Always welcome.
Supposed to avoid that guy here.
There you are.
Most of us don't have nightmares driving anywhere, like, you know, big city things, because we don't take the train. It's pretty easy to park
here.
Well,
when I take a train, I don't drive it.
The only time I take a train is when I'm going to Ghost Town. I ride the one that goes up south of the mountain.
Yep. It's just a headache.
And chairlifts make me all woozy.
Oh, yeah, I'm always scared I'm going to fall out
somehow. We don't have to go over a bridge and pay tolls, because that's a big headache. That causes a lot of the bottleneck.
Yeah, train's a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
Stopping every...
I sit there with people.
Well, we're talking... that's not in our audience. Like, there's no train taking. We're talking big city talk.
Sitting on Woodruff Road for 20 minutes trying to get from Target to here, that happens. Yeah. That happens.
So we've got it pretty good here. It's nice.
I sat on the tweets for an hour.
But don't you, like, it's I was telling somebody this the other day, like, it's really cool to see how big Greenville's growing, but I almost want to start rumors about Greenville that'll keep everybody from moving here, because the traffic's going to get real bad.
Yeah, it's getting there.
Because, I mean, like, not to throw a bone again, but, like, Haro talks about how, like, he throws these houses out there and they sell so fast for way more than they even expected to go sometimes. I'm like, God, if everybody gets into, that Greenville mania and all these magazines are saying we're the best place to live, I don't know if I like that.
They're going to change the name to Haroville.
He's going to buy them all. They took away Live PD because that shined a negative light on the city nationally.
Well, so did the sheriff.
Well, so be it.
We should change it to Brownville. Keep people out.
He had a big
Brownville.
Oh, yeah, like the grass is dead. I see what you're saying.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Oh, you're thinking.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, so someone decided to rank something very important to us, French fries.
Oh, man.
I
had to bring it up again, but,
what was the final tote on that as I beat Fat Boy in the French fry stuffing extravaganza?
I think I had a little more than I was credited.
How so?
Because I'm pretty sure that, Paige was shorting me 3 or 4 fries.
No, I didn't.
I ended up doing like 6 at the end at one time.
Lost by a lot.
You lost by a lot.
I don't know if it was a lot.
Yeah, but you did
You
want
to do it again tomorrow?
Yeah, no. We can. 6 in your mouth.
Let's do something else. I got to win something, man. Come on. I don't win a Marconi. I don't win the fry game.
Didn't
I don't
win Jeopardy twice.
Twice.
I lost Jupiter last time I played that.
You beat Paige. I mean, you beat Paige. She had negative 200, so you beat her.
You lost. The last time we played P1 Password, you lost to the team of me and Brittany from Morganton.
Did you lose the drag race that time where you dressed up as a woman and raced in high heels?
Yes.
Yeah.
You lost that.
You did. Oh, wow.
Yep. Lost 2 drag pageants on the show.
Yeah.
You're on a hell of a losing streak, Fat Bo. It's been a while.
Maybe to transfer to weight.
That's good, though.
We'll find something this week you're good at.
That's a lot of stuff.
You know, I don't mean that poorly. I mean, really, something to keep your motivation
going. It's like the fat kid in gym. We'll find something you can do.
We will.
We'll pick you for the team.
Play table tennis.
We'll see who's...
I'm always the last person picked, and I don't care.
Whose chair has the hottest temperature? Let's do that tomorrow.
All right. Fat Boy might win that.
Winner, winner.
But just watch. Like, Matt or Paige will let one rip and heat it up a little bit. Just to eat it.
Do they still have gym class? Is that still a thing in school?
Go eat
some. Oh, Lord.
All right. So back to the fry talk.
Back to fries.
All right. So here's the list up to number 1. We've got 8 of them. Sweet potatoes. Sweet potato fries. Those are really good, but, that's an acquired taste, and it depends on how they're prepared.
I like them, but I don't like them with cinnamon and sugar on them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I like them still, just eating them with ketchup.
Yeah, I like my sweet potatoes. It tastes like sweet potatoes.
But it's also, you know, people think, oh, it's just, I'll have the baked sweet potato rather than the regular baked potato. But if you still put all the butter and all the crap on it, you might as well just eat a regular one.
Just try eating sweet potato by itself. It's delicious.
It is good.
It doesn't need stuff on it. You just eat it, the whole thing, peel and all.
Make a pie out of it.
Sure.
So here we go, wedges. Those look good, especially if they're not peeled.
I'm not a big fan of potato wedges.
Well, you're talking about the little tiny potatoes? You just cut them in half and eat them?
Potato wedges, fried potato wedges.
Oh, those are good.
And some balsamic vinegar.
Yeah, crunchy.
Oh, man.
Keep talking.
Oh, God bless.
You know, the thing is, KFC always had potato wedges. Probably still does.
Yeah, they do.
Still do.
That's the staple. Even with the combo restaurants, you don't get fries, you get wedges.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm going to get an L2, you know, with more chicken blinks.
See, there's a game you would win at.
Yes,
yeah, we've
would.
Done it already.
Well, you won it.
Yeah, it's true.
Crinkle cut fries, if you like those.
Oh, those are probably the best kind because they get the good crispies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good old clock fries.
You get good crispy crinkle cuts, man. It's hard to beat.
So here's another one at number 5. They're also known as dinner fries, big steak fries.
Those are good, too.
Big ones. Yeah.
I ain't never heard them called dinner fries before.
Must be a
up north.
Up north or out west thing.
Yeah.
We'd have some dinner fries and a pierogi.
Boom!
Steak fries, because it used to be the fries you'd get as a side with a steak at Quincy's back in the day.
Steak fries. Tips.
Steakhouse fries.
Tips.
Double fried french fries. Really crunchy. Maybe those are...
Double fried? You mean like the little end pieces that are always in the bottom of the bag?
The crispies?
No, they don't just fry the end pieces. No, they mean like double fried french fries.
Ew. No.
Crispier.
That's too much.
Yeah, I've never had those.
Yeah, I don't like that. I like a twice-baked potato, though.
Shoestring french fries? The skinnier ones? No.
Nah, not really.
Mm-mm. I agree with him on that.
Yeah,
right, here's the top two. Second place, waffle fries.
Yes, those are good. Oh, I could have some right now with a couple of pizza sticks and a JoJo. Chicken store on the way home.
Well, JoJo, right. You talking about Dodge store?
Oh, yeah. There's only one left. And guess where it is, baby?
Easily.
Yep.
JoJo.
Our Taylor's one went to be with Jesus.
All right. Waffle fries are all right.
I think they're all good. Right.
I like the ones, but not the ones that have the skin on them. I don't like them.
They're all right.
All right, so here's the number one answer.
Dripping in Polynesian sauce.
And I have to say, for these, they have to be sprinkled with something really good. Mm. Curly fries. This is the number one fry.
No, it isn't. It is not.
Absolutely.
They're all right they're sometimes, so but usually, again, not that good.
I better eat them on the toilet, just saying.
Really?
That's where I'm going to end up.
Oh, man.
Man, mine are like crinkle cut and then probably steak fries. And then all other fries fall in line behind those.
Yeah.
This doesn't count hash browns and all that stuff?
Just fries.
Just fries. Okay.
I guess a tot's not a fry.
I guess my second or third favorite on the list then is sweet potato.
Those are good, too.
Mm.
But I'd rather just eat a baked sweet potato.
I'd rather eat just damn french fries.
Yeah, I don't like
simple, regular.
Simple fries.
Just plain old fries. Not overcooked, not undercooked. Perfect.
It's got to be that. So, like, the size 9 cooked, that's a good size.
That was great.
That was an order for you, huh?
That was a good serving.
That was an entire bag.
Goodness.
It was the entire bag, Fat Bo.
Hey, man, they're going to draw up a little. Just like when you buy a shirt. You're going to lose a little.
So, if you went to the movies over the weekend, there's a new number one, Curse of La Llorona. That ghost movie brought in $26.5 million.
That's not much. I mean, it's a lot, but it's not a lot compared to what they usually pull.
So in its third week, Shazam, still doing well.
For La Cucaracha, or whatever it was called, La Vorta? Puerto Vallarta?
El Gordo.
El Gordo.
La Llorona?
Is this, that's going to be one of those that had no big stars in it, right? So the budget had to be low.
Oh, yeah, it was a tiny budget.
Yeah.
I'd look.
So they made money off this movie week one.
They made three times what it cost to produce.
God,
they spent $9 million and made almost 27. There will definitely be a sequel because they made their budget three times over.
That was a segment called Sitting Bull's Movie Review. They make money.
They make money.
Make sequel now.
How?
Sequel be worse. Yeah, it's.
It's perfect.
It's. It looks like a movie you've seen before.
Yeah.
It looks like 18 movies you've seen before, as a matter of fact.
That was my friend setting criticism.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So also at the movies. Breakthrough brought in $11.1 million. And that's the people from This Is Us, Chrissy Metz and the other guy.
Oh, yeah. And oh, then, yeah.
Dumbass is in it from a 70s show.
Yeah. Eric Foreman.
Yeah.
Top Her.
God, his last movie, I think, was Black Klansman. He played David Duke. That's a departure.
I haven't seen either one.
I ain't either. I never saw, what was the other one? Not Black Klansman, but the other one.
Where Green Book?
No. Oh, come on. It was something under the same line. It was White Boy. What was
that? White Boy Rick.
White Boy Rick. Did you see that?
I didn't see that one yet.
See, man, when I saw the trailer, yeah. I get in this thing where I'll see trailers. I was like, yes, I want to see that. And I never go, and then I forget about them. And then when I get on Netflix, like, I can't even remember if that's the movie I wanted to see or not.
I don't like serious movies.
I have Alzheimer's.
I really don't. I like silly crap and horror movies. And
yeah.
I don't like serious movies.
I think it was White Klansman Rick, and we got the wrong movie.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Didn't make any sense.
Wow.
Rick Ross was in the one we saw.
Pet Sematary, in its third week, is up to $49.6 million, brought in $4.9 million over the weekend.
Horrible movie.
I still haven't seen it.
Man, I don't
know. I hear it. Just, yeah, I hear it in your voice.
Don't you like to be, you know, kind of pulled in a little, but not beat over the head with the obvious?
I'm just going to wait to see that. I just didn't like it.
You should pay me back for the movie that I went to see. You said it was great.
He took like eight people with you.
Two?
He really did say it was good, though. I agree.
Oh, yeah.
He being Fat Boy, and Fat Boy being wrong.
Fat Boy put it over like it was the best thing ever done.
Something else lost. Lost the damn movie review game.
Okay. All right.
This Monday.
Oh, well, Rise Guys headline style by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and that's what's happening with your Rise Guys headline.
Thank you, Paige. All right. When we come back, we'll tell you about tomorrow's show and possibly some giveaways. We have to rummage through the closet and see if we can find anything. No? Okay, fine. We will not. More Rise Guys right after this.
Rock at work. A 93-minute rock block begins at 10 this morning. Now, more of the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 Planet Rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called us, Facebooked us, emailed us, Instagrammed us, Snapchatted. Yeah. All those ways. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341.
We'll bounce it right back to you via the Carolina Vapor Mill text line.
Tomorrow, brand new Truth and Consequences. We'll have that, and then we're going to see how many Sharpies Paige can put in her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a fun. Well, you got to get yours tomorrow.
Oh, mouth. Know, right? Let me change my notes.
Oh, mouth. Oh. Yeah,
M-O-U-T-H,
mouth.
Goodness.
Thanks for listening. Paige, going to rock you at work next. Fat Boy.
Yeah.
5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thank you all so much for listening. Spread the word. It is good. Thank you.
Here it comes. A 93-minute rock block is locked and loaded. It begins next on 93.3 The Planet
Rocks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.